Welcome to a podcast of Aurelia Community Church, where we desire to bring the whole gospel to the whole person, to the whole world, proclaiming the liberating power of the gospel as we grow, serve, and go. Join us in this message as we look to the scriptures, seeking to be transformed into the image of Christ.
How many of you remember, you know, the TV specials that's still on, you know, the claymation one, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah, well, always a classic one. It was part of leading up to Christmas was the old animated version of how the Grinch stole Christmas. And of course, the one that came right closest, the one we always had to sit down and watch was Charlie Brown Christmas. It's more than 50 years ago since that first came on the air. And when you look at it, even back then, people were baffled by it. You know, the dialogue is melancholic, you know, almost bordering on being depressing. You know, in the opening lines, Charlie Brown is lamenting, "I think there must be something wrong with me. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I know nobody likes me." And that internal dialogue is just routinely affirmed by the mocking of his friends as they gather together. And then the tree, that pathetic little almost needleless tree that requires a security blanket to hold it up in place, you know, and it bends over with a single decoration. And all of that set to Vince Guaraldi's almost despondent jazz score. And yet, it's so classic. It reminds us of some great truths. And I think the reason it resonates with us is because I'm Charlie Brown. And if you're honest, you're Charlie Brown too. Charlie Brown Christmas endures because it's so true. And the truth is found not just in the fact that Christmas can be a period of depression for so many, but also in the fact that we have so many commonly shared expectations about family and joy and community and what should happen tomorrow, and it sometimes fails. And Charlie Brown's Christmas is a sincere Christmas that refuses to hide behind turkeys or glazed hams and perfectly trimmed trees or the plastic smiles of a greeting card. It reminds us of what was so absolutely necessary, so absolutely essential. Watch this video clip from it. Clips after the PowerPoint, it should be there. Right after the PowerPoint, there's a clip of it.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Many of us have heard that passage of Scripture so many times that it doesn't sink deep into our being. We've seen that video clip so many times that I think we often miss something very significant. When Linus quotes the angel, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people." You're fans of Charlie Brown, you know that Linus is permanently attached to his blanket. He hangs on to it through thick and thin. His dependence on it for comfort is ridiculed by his sister and by others. He never lets his blanket go. But as Linus recites that biblical account, something remarkable happens. He recites those words, and an angel said unto them, "Fear not." And if you watch carefully, he dropped the blanket, and he doesn't hold it for the rest of the scene. When the angel comes, when God speaks into our lives and says, "Fear not," our security blankets, those things that we hang on to, those fears, those things that give us comfort, we learn to let go of them. And sometimes it's the obvious stuff. We look around and it's our wealth, our possessions, our things, our stuff, our positions, our good looks, our style, whatever it is. But sometimes it's far less obvious. Sometimes we're hanging on to our hurts, our pains, our past. The bruises that we've suffered, the stuff that's been done to us, and those things become our identity. Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The question is, what do you need to let go of this Christmas? What fears are trapping you? Janice and I saw, my wife Janice and I saw Star Wars, The Last Jedi this week. And Yoda says something in that movie. He'd said it in one of the earlier episodes, but he extended it a little bit. He said, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." And then he adds, "I sense much fear in you." What are your fears this Christmas? What are your fears? Well, the things that have you trapped. The angels announce that there is someone who is greater than all your fears. Frederick Buchner, who was a Presbyterian pastor and author, said, "If you do not hear in the message of Christmas something that must strike some as blasphemy and others as sheer fantasy, the chances are you have not heard the message for what it is." You see, it's a message of hope and of joy and of rescue that reaches into the most broken and the most bruised places and promises restoration. It's a message that can only be called good news because it's come to do away with the bad. It's a message that proclaims great joy for those who like Charlie Brown and Linus, are no longer fooled by twinkling lights and Santa Claus parades. Sort of people who wait all year for this reminder that even though it's dark, the light has come. In the movie Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby prays to dear Lord baby Jesus. A little bit later, he prays to tiny Jesus. And when he's confronted by that, he says, "I much prefer the baby Jesus to the adult Jesus." You know, we don't get to pick and choose the type of Jesus that we're most comfortable with. Jesus is Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's the Lord of all. We can't simply choose to pick some of his teachings or some of his philosophy or some of the things he said. We can't just leave baby Jesus as baby Jesus. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In fact, Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." See, Jesus doesn't merely tell the truth. Jesus is the truth. And the truth is always in sync with reality. And the reality of Jesus is far bigger, far greater than anything we can ask or imagine. And our invitation into real life, into hope, into joy, into love, into meaning, into peace, comes through Jesus. Not the aspect of Jesus that we like. Not just the skinny jeans Jesus for his vision and his optimism or the rescuer Jesus that will give me what I want. But the magnificent story of Jesus that begins with the incarnation. Emmanuel, God with us. The God who pitched his tent and moved into the neighborhood. And our vision of Jesus needs to grow and expand. And I trust that this Christmas you'd see Jesus as higher and greater and mightier than you ever have before. In fact, Jesus is at the very center of it all. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 1, he says, "For in him, that is in Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, things that are visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. See, Jesus made you, and you were made for Jesus. Things are beautiful or glorious or wonderful, not because we say they are, but because Jesus has made them so. And the gospel message, the big story, the story of Christmas, must include that mind-boggling detail. See, when we shrink the story of Christmas, it's all about me. But when we look at it from Jesus' perspective, it's all about him. And he's at the very center of all things. Jesus made it all. Watch this short video clip with me.
I think wrapping paper might be the answer. I mean, just look at everyone else with their perfect bodies and immaculate style. Their clean little coats and their cute little smiles. What hope have I got to ever impress? Compared to them, my life is a mess. But if I was wrapped up, then no one could see the rips and the cracks and the screw-up that's me. The paper would cover all my faults and my flaws. I'd look just the same as the others because I would be shiny, attractive, exciting. People would see me as something inviting. If you ask what I wish for this Christmas tide, here is my answer. I just want to hide. Now that it's happened, you would think I'd be cheerful. But here is the thing, I'm actually more fearful. I know it sounds weird, but now that I'm covered, I'm scared of the moment when I'm truly discovered. I know it can't last. This is not the real me. I'm dreading the moment when I'm actually seen. What will they think? What will they say? Disappointment? Disgust as they throw me away? This is it. Here we go. My heart is racing. Nowhere to hide now. What am I facing? The paper is ripped and thrown to one side. Everything's bright as the light hits my eye. But wait, what is this? Can this really be true? You're seeing me and I'm seeing you. With hands that are caring and eyes that are kind, you pick me up and love what you find? That cannot be because of my beauty. It must be because of what you will do with me. You bind up my wounds and you clean up my pores. And now I am loved, but not because I am so perfect, so clean and so great. But because you saw me and you did not hate, but loved me, restored me. You made me clean. Now this is real freedom, to be truly seen. What could be better for Christmas this year? A prince of peace who scatters our fear. Yes, God is the maker, but we hide from him. Here is our problem. It's what is called sin. It leads to a mess, so we wrap ourselves up. We fear being seen, but that doesn't stop God from coming to find us, sending his son. He so loves this world that Jesus has come. He loves us, restores us. He makes us clean. This Christmas, find freedom. This Christmas, be seen.
And so this Christmas season, Lord,
we pray that God will use this message to strengthen your faith and draw you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. If you are interested in other sermons or want to know more about Aurelia Community Church, please visit our website at www.occweb.org.